item number 10, which is a briefing and public hearing, recreational halibut catch report, record department. Bill Michelle, hello.
And you are.
Wish we could work together better.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Chairman Smith and Commissioners. My name is Michelle Culver. I work in the Fish Program as the Intergovernmental Policy Manager. And I am giving you a briefing today on some proposed rule changes to implement changes for the recreational halibut catch record card and some general catch record card rule cleanup housekeeping type changes. So we have four WACs that we are proposing to revise, and the purpose of those proposed rule changes, starting with WAC 220, 310, 020, there's a new Section 4. This implements Senate Bill 6127 that passed earlier this year. That authorizes WDFW to charge a halibut catch record card fee. It's currently offered free of charge along with all of the other species on the catch record card. So the current catch record card covers salmon, steelhead, sturgeon, and halibut. This would have a separate fee just for halibut, and the legislation indicated the department could charge a fee that was up to $5. So the proposed changes actually set the CRC fee at $5. Together with the 50-cent transaction fee, it's a $5.50 fee out the door price. Given that the implementation date for the legislation was effective after most of our halibut season had was underway this year, so it was effective toward the end of June, we decided not to implement the fee for the 2018 season, but focused on our rule changes through the commission process to be effective beginning with the 2019 license year. You also have changes proposed to WACs 220, 020, 220-200 and 310-010. These are corrections to descriptions of licenses and catch record cards for consistency. So these WACs have not been updated for several years, and as we reviewed them to implement Senate Bill 6127, we realized that there were some housekeeping changes that needed to be made relative to how licenses and CRCs were described. The purpose of the changes to WAC 220, 310, 020, Section 3B, this would prohibit anglers from purchasing additional CRCs. This allows us to comply with the annual bag limit of 4 halibut, which was adopted by the Halibut Commission and the Pacific Fishery Management Council. That annual bag limit was in place beginning in 2018, and with the halibut CRC, anglers would receive a CRC that has 4 spaces on it that would accommodate their annual limit. If they were allowed to purchase additional CRCs, then they could get up to 8 halibut, which would not be consistent with our annual bag limit. If an angler does lose his or her CRC, then they are allowed to purchase a replacement CRC. And then we have a new Section 7. 7A to WAC 220, 310, 020. This allows for the expansion of our online reporting of our catch record card species. So currently we have an online CRC reporting mechanism strictly for Puget Sound recreational crab. This would allow the expansion of that online CRC reporting to pick up salmon, steelhead, sturgeon, and halibut. So a summary of our rule process to date, we filed a CR 101 on May 2nd, and we originally were focused on implementation of the legislation, Senate Bill 6127. So we filed an expedited rule in mid-July to allow us to comply with that legislation. We received a public comment about a week after we filed that expedited rule while the public comment period was still open. So we changed course. Instead of going through with the expedited rule, we switched over to a full rulemaking process to allow for additional opportunity for public comment. The comment we received had three suggested edits to the rule changes. Two of those were more grammatical for clarity, and we incorporated two of those three edits into the rule package that you have in front of you in the CR 102. And we added the ability to expand the online reporting for CRC species. We filed a supplemental CR 102 on August 22nd. We added the specific fee at $5 for the halibut CRC. And our proposed process going forward is to have a public comment opportunity at this meeting, schedule another public comment opportunity at your October 5th conference call, and schedule your action for that conference call, notwithstanding the comments that you just made relative to taking action on conference calls. So the summary of the public comment that we received, as I mentioned, we incorporated two of the three suggested edits. The third edit that we received through public comment was to require anglers to submit the halibut portion of their CRC back to the department within 30 days following the close of the halibut season, rather than April 30th, which is when the entire CRC for those four species are required to be returned. So in response, we did not incorporate that into the proposed changes in front of you. Our rationale for that is halibut are managed by federal quotas, and that requires in-season monitoring. So having a CRC returned earlier is not useful for management purposes. Because the season is quota-driven, the end date is a moving target, so anglers would have to continually check our website for updates to see when that 30-day clock would begin if they were required to return it within 30 days of the close of the season. Unlike the Puget Sound recreational crab fishery, Senate Bill 6127 did not include a penalty for non-submittal, so enforcement would be difficult if anglers did not follow the 30-day requirement and simply submitted their halibut CRC with the rest of their CRC. Finally, additional work would be needed by staff to produce a CRC catch estimate that's specific for halibut outside of our regular CRC catch estimation cycle that includes all four species. And so requiring that early submittal would increase the uncertainty in the halibut estimate. As I mentioned, our proposed rule adoption process, we filed the CR 102 on August 22nd, where I'm briefing you today with a public comment opportunity today. And then I'm proposing that the rule adoption hearing be on October 5th on the commission conference call. We'll have another public comment opportunity on that conference call. Our target effective date is the 1st of December, which is when we begin selling our licenses for the 2019 license year. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Do we often have public testimony on our conference calls? Do we just all sit on the phone and listen to people? I just don't know how that's managed.
not unusual.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. I believe we have at times, but it's pretty rare.
It's rare.
Staff would staff that part of it. They would be with the person or monitoring that call and have a timer set.
Right.
Thanks, Michelle. Only one halibut for space catch record card. In your presentation, you say that if that card is lost, it can be replaced. I can't say I'm perfect at reading rules because they're very wordy, but I don't find that in the rule. Is it just assumed? The only place I find is that it's unlawful to use a second or subsequent catch record card, and I don't. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. It's not in the rules in front of you because we're not proposing any changes to that rule of where it is. So it's in a general WAC that you can get replacement CRCs.
Okay. Thank you. We do have one individual that wants to provide public comment. Dave Jones, please.
Good morning, Commission, staff. My name is Dave Kernquist. I live in Squim, Washington. I was the one individual that was made the comments that generated this newer process or the change in the process for today. And I'm here today on behalf of halibut sport anglers and businesses all around the coast who are concerned about the direction the halibut sport fishery has taken over the past few years. We've gone from a 70-day season to 4 days with an option to have more days if the creel checks indicate that we have not taken our quota yet. The economic impact of this reduction in the season length has been heavy in our coastal communities. We would like to hopefully see some change coming down the road. We'd like to extend our thanks to Senator Vandaway for getting Senate Bill 6127 introduced and passed. The intent of the bill was to give the agency a total count on the number of people that are actually fishing for halibut in state waters. Unfortunately, during the bill process, it was amended to remove the charter stamp and the one-day fishing licenses from those sales, and it's estimated that the charter fleet may account for 50% or more of the halibut anglers. So now we don't know how many people, other than people buy annual licenses, we don't know how many one-day licenses are sold or how many charter stamps may be sold for halibut. Not only does that reduce the potential income off of the sale by 50% from originally estimated at $50,000 down to $25,000, but we don't know who all is fishing for halibut then. We do feel that there needs to be a better reporting process to track the harvest off of the charter fleet. Ms. Culver and I have had some initial discussions on how something might be set up, and I look forward to continue working with her before the 2019 season rolls around to get that in place. The setting of an annual bag limit this year of four fish with one fish a day and two in possession is, from my perspective, a major step forward in halibut management in state waters. We now have an annual limit where before, if a person was really good, when we had a 70-day season, they could take 70 halibut. And that's, how many halibut do you need to eat during the course of a year? So we think with this one a day and two in possession in the field, that will be somewhat of a limiting factor on the halibut fishery. And we hope that with that in place, and it's similar to what is in place in California and Oregon, that the three states might be able to approach IPHC and PFMC with ask them about looking at the sport fishery halibut in a different light. We need to get away from the derby mentality that we have. Now we have to fish specific days. We lost an angler last year off of Nia Bay because he was where he shouldn't be, but it was the only day that he could fish. And tied in with that, the modern sport fishing, Modern Fish Act that they're looking at for the Magnuson-Stevens Act may provide additional avenues for the states to explore in the recreational fishery. Over the past 30 or past few years, our season has traditionally ended on June 30th. PFMC says September 30th. I would say that September 30th could be a deadline for electronic reporting of the halibut catch record cards.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, you'd indicated that the idea behind this was to get a better number of real halibut fishermen as opposed to the people who say yes when they're asked, do you want a sturgeon, halibut, or whatever tag?
Yes.
But in your testimony, you said, after mentioning Senator Vandaway's name, that unfortunately something or other. So is it true then that this is going to come up with a much better estimate of the number of anglers and have a significant effect on the catch estimates that go forward for the sport fishery?
It's a step forward. In talking with staff over the years, we don't know how many people are fishing for halibut. And anybody that buys almost everybody that gets a combination or a saltwater license gets the halibut catch record card added on. So there could be 300,000 people fishing for halibut. We don't think that there's that many recreational anglers out there. And so by having that, the fee that would be purchased before they could pursue halibut, we would get a better count on the number of anglers. The charter fleet came in and introduced or proposed an amendment. They didn't want to have to charge their clients another $5 for a halibut catch record card. So that was put into the bill, and it dropped the requirement for a halibut catch record card for the one-day license and the charter stamp license. And the staff looked at the license structure and says it is for annual licenses, so the one-day, two-day, three-day licenses, if people are going to go fish for halibut, they do not have to purchase a halibut catch record card. And so, you know, if the 50% of the halibut anglers go out on the charter fleet, you know, then how many people are actually fishing for halibut? And we'll see.
Please excuse the poor old cowboy from the east side here on this deal. And I know I sound like a broken record, but why on earth can't we make it? There again, they got the exemption, but why can't we at least find out what they're doing?
Well, that's what I've in my initial discussions with Ms. Culver have been, you know, and also with some of the statisticians in the agency, is we need a better way to track what the charter fleet, what they're catching, where they're catching them, how many they're catching. And it may be as simple as an annual or a monthly reporting system.
When they get home, go punch it on the computer, for criminy sakes.
Well, those are options that need to be explored, and we need to have the charter fleet involved with those discussions. But yes, I agree. They're making their living off of the state's resource, and it would be nice to know what, you know, we don't have to know all of their business details, but we need to know what their clients are catching.
Well, and there's nobody on earth wants any more any less regulations than I do. But that being said, the better we track this, the better off everybody is in the end, truly.
I agree. The Puget Sound crab fishery, we have the catch record card, and we have to report within 30 days of the close of the season. The coastal crab fishery does not have a catch record card for the recreational fleet, so that's a guesstimate. There's an expansion factor that's used in estimating catches based on returns of catch record cards, and only 40% are returned, according to the catch record folks. So then over the last 4 years, the expansion factor on the halibut fishery, when they're running the final numbers, has averaged 11. So if 500 fish are caught at CQ in 2017, the expansion factor for that says no, they caught 5,500 fish. A lot of us in the recreational community have problems with those numbers. We don't think that the harvest rate is that high. So having a required reporting process will help down the road in getting better data and allowing the IPHC, PFMC, have better management options.
Joe, is that an insurmountable hurdle to climb, or?
Commissioner Holzmiller, are you talking in terms of implementing a catch record card process for?
Well, or even there again, at least get it from the charters, and you know, some way to gather more data.
You know, I'd have to talk to Ron and the fish program about the options. We've talked about how we better come up with estimates a number of times. One of the principal factors, I think, in all of those is just the horsepower and the funding to carry that off. But I'm not familiar with the technical details enough to give you much help other than that.
And I might add, the $5 that's collected off this is to be used for halibut management purposes, so it could be should be directed towards working on that particular question.